All right, let's talk about the big day in Orlando yesterday. Orlando City with a 1-0 win over New York City FC. Tom Traxler is the broadcast analyst for the Lions on WRDQ TV 27. And Tom, welcome, and you and all of Orlando City fans have to be stoked about such a successful opener yesterday. First off, the stadium. I want to talk about the stadium. I know there are some things that were not finished in and around the stadium, but I got to tell you, man, on TV, you couldn't tell. What were your impressions of the brand new stadium in downtown Orlando yesterday for the opener, Tom?
It surpassed really everything that I had imagined going into the day I was going to experience. I knew that the supporters were going to be loud and passionate, but they were even louder than I possibly imagined. It was such a great canvas to paint a picture of soccer on. It really was made for the game from every aspect you could think of, not only the playing surface, which is exceptional. So the players are absolutely in love with the fact they have a natural surface. The ball rolls true. The sight lines for the fans were great. The stadium was packed. The roof that reverberates that noise back down. I couldn't believe it, to be quite honest with you. It was really awe-inspiring. It was awesome. A really awesome day yesterday.
Yeah, I tell you what, Tom, it looked as if there's going to be a major home field advantage for Orlando City this year in that brand new stadium. And for guys like Phil Rollins, and the guy who doled out the $150 million to build the stadium, the owner, Flavio Augusto Da Silva. I mean, this really had to be a dream come true yesterday.
Absolutely. I think the one thing I've always been impressed with is, Phil Rollins had a vision for what was going to happen. And then he brought on Flavio Augusto Da Silva, who came right along and added to that vision. And they've been very strong about getting this stadium built, putting the team in MLS, then having the stadium built. They talk about defy expectations. This stadium really surpassed any expectation I think that we all had watching it be built. And I think just being in there and seeing it come to life on game day. And you mentioned what an advantage it's going to be for the players. And it really is, because it's one of the most unique stadiums in MLS in terms that the fans are really on top of you. In other stadiums, they could be a slightly above you. You know, it sweeps back, but the supporter section is on 33 degrees. It's the steepest allowed. And when you go over to take a corner, they are so close to you. You can feel. You can't just hear everything they're saying. You can feel their presence. Yeah. And it's going to be an intimidating venue in MLS, the most intimidating venue.
Tom Traxler is the broadcast analyst for Orlando City, WRDQ TV 27, ESPN Afternoons with Scatanez. So it was very early in the game. Kaká goes down with the hamstring, and for a brief moment, it kind of took the air out of those supporters. What were you thinking at that particular point there early in the game, Tom?
Well, I'm not used to seeing him stay down that long. So my first thought was, this isn't good. And then we saw him get up, and I said, okay, well, he's up. But it was shortly after that we saw he kind of moved over toward the bench area and really was just kind of standing. I think he knew I couldn't care any further. And, the last thing we want to do, at that time we had no idea truly what his injury was, so we didn't want to speculate. But, as it turns out, it's a hamstring injury. But you never want to lose your captain, arguably one of your best players, out of the game, the home opener, that soon. So I was a little bit concerned in that moment.
Yeah, Tom, there have been some nagging injuries with Kaká. I know he's getting up there. Oh, how I would like to be 34 years of age, but he is getting up there in terms of being, a viable star soccer player. I know he's making over $7 million this year, highest paid in MLS. Is he still a major weapon? Can he still contribute big time to this Orlando City roster?
I got to tell you, first off, I got to tell you, there's a lot of things I wish I was, and Kaká could be one of them. I mean, you talk about a 34-year-old guy, looks great. You see him, quite an athlete, charismatic individual, good leader. But yes, I do. I get a chance to watch him at training, and I always try to tell people how hard he works. this doesn't come easy in terms of, I will see him. He gets in that gym usually before anybody else is in there. He's in there after. He's on the pitch doing his work. I've seen him on his own on the pitch doing work. He works very hard at making sure he's in the best shape he can possibly be in to compete. And he cares about Orlando City. And he wants to deliver the playoffs and even more, if he could, to the supporters and to this city. So, and when you watch him play and watch him drive the left side and his feet are so wonderful, yes, he can still be a major contributing factor to this team.
Final year of his contract. What do you see for Kaká in the future? Do you think he'll sign another contract in Orlando, maybe go home to play and close out his career? What do you see in the future for Kaká here after this season, Tom?
Well, I think he probably hit the nail on the head that he goes, right now it's probably way too soon for him to be thinking about that. He's very excited about this season. I know nobody was more disappointed than he was yesterday when he had to come off. And, he really just wants to get through the season. And then he said he wants to sit down with the coach and with the ownership and figure out where this goes from there. So I really don't think that's on his radar at this moment, Scott. But, it's my hope and probably a lot of fans' hope that he stays here in Orlando for another few years.
Yeah. Tom Traxler, he is the broadcast analyst for Orlando City, WRDQ TV 27. Looking ahead now, you've got those 3 points here, Tom. How important was this win for Orlando City now going forward into this season?
Well, Scotty, if we look at it, the last two home openers were draws. So you only get a point. Now you've gotten 2 points. And if you look, in the past 2 years, we've missed the playoffs by a point. So picking up 2 points, where you normally pick up one could be huge coming into the season. We talked about that, and we had said, it's about picking up a point when you don't think you can get a point, or picking up 3 points when you think you're going to get a point. So, starting off on a good foot, getting your first win inside the stadium. I always think that winning is contagious. It's a habit. A lot of things are habit forming, and so is winning. So, this team galvanized itself yesterday. They put in a great defensive effort. I think everyone was truly focused, laser-sharp focused on getting this result. So I think it sets them up well moving forward. They're going to go take on a New England team this coming Saturday who have their struggles coming in to this season. So I think they're going to go quite confident up to New England. And if you can come away with, 2 wins out of your first 2 games, again, it just sets you up well going forward.
Yeah, let's go for that win in New England this coming weekend. Tom, a pleasure, my man. Thanks so much. And hopefully we'll kind of lean on you through the season to get your expertise on Orlando City. Thanks, man. And let's go get them next weekend. All right, pal?
Absolutely, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Anytime.